Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Brandon Underwood, date of birth 11/27/1980, date of procedure January 3rd, 2024. Physician, Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, you are referring to physician, Dr. Craig Zunk. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy. Indication is heartburn, comma, family history of esophageal cancer, comma, dyspepsia, comma, left upper quadrant abdominal pain. Comma, diarrhea. Under procedures performed, also right, colonoscopy with cold biopsies. And description of procedure informed concerns of pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, or the possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, well assigned to patient period, the patient was brought to the endoscopy, so you place in left lateral position, stage for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care period, will lubricate the limbus video gastroscopes, introduce into the south, and Manson's direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period, careful examination made over the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G junction, esophagus, period of retroflex, is retained in the cardia period, air resection from the stomach, forward gastroscope period, the patient was then turned around in left lateral position, digital exam was normal period, a well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and Manson's direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar or facilitated cecal valve and confluence of the folds period. The terminal aim was also evaluated period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum period, retroflex views obtained of the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boswell prep score of 7,2-3-2 period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was mildly irregular at 30. Seven centimeters from the bed cloth. There was one tongue of salmon colored mucosa, so that was greater than 1 centimeter in length. Biopsies were obtained to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line. There was patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Period. There was evidence of bilious reflux into the stomach upon insertion of the scope. Next time there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 status post-cold biopsies to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston bowel prep score was good, graded at 7,2-3-2 period. The terminal ileum appeared unremarkable, approximately 5 centimeters. Next line, the there was evidence of left-sided diverticulosis. Random biopsies are obtained in the, of the right and left colon to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. There were non-bleeding. plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with fiber supplements as needed and good water intake. Next line, discuss with patient prior to the procedure, and patient notes that there is no family history of colon cancer in a first degree relative, comma, subsequently would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 10 years. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.